starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 58 on our journey towards financial freedom. I think the recent fluctuations on the markets are a statement reminding me of valuable traits to uphold as an investor. The immense value of discipline, the virtue of patience, but I would also add trust and confidence in my own choices. As an investor, selling off your company, in my opinion, is a statement of distrust in your own choices, in the men and women leading and forming the organization you have invested into, and a lack of understanding of the history of the stock market that has basically emerged stronger from every single mega crisis that ever occurred. The only variable you must be sure to control as much as possible is the companies you choose to invest in, and again, they are evident to me as I keep things very simple. I always like to refer to Warren Buffett, the legendary investor, also called the Oracle of Omaha, who I believe, putting aside the qualities making him earn his reputation, if you have a look at only the top five of his company's equity holdings, which represent almost 64% of his total portfolio, these are composed of companies like Apple, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Coca-Cola, or American Express. What do we notice here? In the simplest of forms, of course, that Warren Buffett invests in companies that you very well know, that you consume every day, and that have a very solid brand equity all over the world. These are all major companies, blue chip companies. He did not venture in territories that he did not understand or that did not have widely available and rich historical data. My point is here is that I believe that at present, I should keep my investments decisions simple, grounded, and realistic. There are, without a doubt, a lot of startup companies out there which will disrupt the way we live in the future. Being a tech enthusiast myself, I have my own vision also of what the world will be in the next 10 or 20 years. I follow advancements in technology with all sectors, but this will certainly not mean I would invest in biotech or artificial intelligence or robotics today as such, because these moves do not fit my investment philosophy today. I have no will to pursue on getting rich fast or make that killer move with the current state of my net worth, as this has the potential to actually ruin me pretty fast. So the plan is to build wealth first, reach a level of financial independence that would allow me to invest for fun on the side in such sectors or companies with a higher level of risk, or companies that will actually shape the future. That will take time to achieve, but it is my goal, as I am passionate about it. And for that, you need a solid net worth and you need time. I propose that you take, let's say, your dream or financial goal and engineer the whole process of getting there backwards. Establish a strategy that you will not deviate from no matter what, through discipline, sacrifice, and hard work. Believe it or not, but the first step in achieving your dreams does have an investment strategy as a major step forward. The beautiful thing, though, that occurs is that once you have started investing and building your net worth, you can no longer stop building it. You start seeing clearly how to get rid of all and any financial burdens, how to save and invest. You start learning, reading, planning, creating. Everything becomes possible because you suddenly have a purpose. You start being passionate about the whole process of reaching financial freedom. You will no longer do this for the money, as you would have understood how money is made. It was fun to actually make that short episode, as it holds for me truth I did not understand only 2 years ago. Evolving from consumer to investor is maybe the best thing that ever happened to me. I wish it becomes the best thing that ever happens to you. So follow me on Instagram at the New Investor Podcast and DM me anytime. Always great to exchange a few words with you. In the meantime, I wish you a fantastic day ahead.